Today we begin Perek Dalet of Hilchos Beis Abchira. Perek Dalet has 13 halachas. It deals with the structure of the Heichal, the Beis Hamikdash in general, as well as some details about the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Perek Gimel, we discuss the Kalim that are in the Kodesh, the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, and now we're going to focus on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is obviously further Ma'ariv, further west, as you enter the Beis HaMikdash from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was a rock, a Evan, a stone, called the Evan Ashasiya, and on that stone, that's where the Orin was placed. Right in front of the Orin, there was the Tzinsenes HaMon, the jug of Mon, which was a reminder to Yidden how the Eibishter takes care of them. There's the Mati Arin, which we learned about in Parashas Korach, how was a sign that the Eibishter chose Arin Uvonov, that the staff grew almonds, etc. And when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash by his Rishon, he knew that it would eventually be destroyed. So he built a whole network of caverns, underground tunnels, under the Beis HaMikdash, and a special place where the Orin can be buried in case of emergency. 35 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the king at that time, his name was Yoshiyahu. And Yoshiyahu was very concerned that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed and that the Orin would be brought to Bavel, would be brought into Golos. So he said, now is the time to bury the Orin. It was buried in its place under the Kodesh HaKadoshim, under the Beis HaMikdash, and they did their other Avodah as well. Together with that, was buried the Mati Arin, the Mon, as well as the Shemen HaMishcha. And these things did not return in Bayis Sheni. Another big difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni was that in Bayis Rishon, the Urim V'Tumim, when they would ask, should they go to war, or different questions, that the Urim V'Tumim would answer, there's actually a machloikis how it would answer. Is it that the letters flashed and you knew the words based on the letters, or was it really a nevuah? But either way, they were able to correspond with the Eibishter through the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim did not work in Bayis Sheni. Now, according to the Rambam, the Urim V'Tumim are the actual stones of the Choshen. So comes the question, if it wasn't working, if it wasn't, the point was to communicate with the Eibishter, so why did we actually have the Avnei HaChoshen in Bayis Sheni? What was the point? What was the purpose? So it comes out that there is a dual purpose. The Kohen Gadol needs Shmoyne Begodim. That's one of his descriptions, one of his requirements. He needs to have 8 begodim. If he does the avodah b'mechusar begodim, if he's missing any of his garments, so it's a psul, it's a big issue. So therefore, whether or not it was working, it was communicating, giving over the message of the Eibishter, the Kohen Gadol still needed to wear the choshen, because that is one of the shmoina big day kohuna. Another one of the big differences between the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, etc. In Bayis Rishon, there was a wall that separated the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The width of this wall was an amma wide. Now, when it came time to build Bayis Sheni, there became a suffix. We know that the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh, they have their distinctive measurements. And it's 20 amos and 40 amos. The question is, this amma of this wall, was it supposed to come off the Kodesh, or was it supposed to come out of the measurements of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? There was a suffix. They didn't know which one it was supposed to be. So what did they do? They basically added a amma. They added an extra amma to the measurement of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kodesh had its full amos, the Kodesh HaKadoshim had its full amos, and they added an amma. And what did they do in this amma? They didn't actually build a wall. What they did is they did put two curtains. Now, the time of Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, when there was a wall, there was only one paroiches that separated the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the time of Bayesheni, there was no wall, and there were two curtains that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that is one distinct difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shein. Now that is the general layout of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadosh. Now it comes to the actual Heichol. The actual, you know, the Ulam, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadosh. So the Rambam says if you want to know the measurements, it's 100 by 100 by 100. It's cubed 100. Which this is actually a machloikis harishoinim, because according to most of the other rishoinim that I would included, the width that it was 100 was only the front. It wasn't the whole Beis HaMikdash was 100, 100 by 100. In other words, the width shortened, according to the Ravid, it became 70 amas. Now that's why we have an interesting, because the Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdash was like a crouched lion, which was wider in the front and more narrow in the back. But according to the Rambam, it's 100, 100 by 100. So when you have a cube, which is exact, so where is it narrowing in the back? It's 100 by 100. Where is it narrowing? If you hold that it actually got narrower, went from 100 in the front to 70 in the back, you could understand the description. But if, according to the Rambam, it was exactly 100 by 100, so where was it really narrowing? So there are different mefarshim that explain that at the mamish, at the back of the Beis HaMikdash, it narrowed a little bit on a diagonal angle. But the point is that the Rambam holds that it was 100, 100 by 100. Let's talk a little bit how the structure and architecture of the Beis HaMikdash looked. How we're going to go up, we're going to learn now the 100 amis from bottom to top. So the base of the Beis HaMikdash, they had a solid cement base of 6 amis. Then it went up 40 amis, like a big structure that went up 40 amis. And then there was a very interesting system. This was like a water system, because there would be water leaking from the outside or from the top. And they had to have some type of like draining system. So they had this layer of fancy, you know, like design. It was called like the kior. Then they had this base adilfa that was like this draining system. Then there was basically, there were like two roofs surrounding this draining system. On top of that, they had another mazeva, like another amma of, you know, that it was like another roof part. And then it went up again 40 amas. It was like a second floor that went up again 40 amas. And again, on top of that, there was that draining system, this dual roof with this draining base adilfa in the middle, which drained the water. And then they had on top a interesting contraption. It was basically spikes, these iron spikes that went up. And that was called the Kalei Oidev. What was the point? The point was that birds should not come onto the Beis HaMikdash. And there are two reasons given. What were we so nervous about birds coming onto the Beis HaMikdash? So what if the birds would come? Why did we have to design a whole thing to prevent birds from coming to the Beis HaMikdash? So one of the Mefarshim explained that we are afraid that the birds would bring with them tumah. You know, birds fly around and they pick things up from the ground and they bring things from place to place. So what if they would be bringing things of tumah? We didn't want them to be hanging around. And another very, very simple thing, when birds hang out in a place, they also leave Shirayim where they are, and that's not very respectful for the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't want the birds congregating, thus, leaving their mark on the Beis HaMikdash. So that is the height from bottom, from the foundation, till the Kalei Oirev was 100 Amos. And Amir Tzashem, in the coming Shir, will explain the width and the length of the Beis HaMikdash, how once again it was also 100 Amos each.